our Lord Jesus Christ for His forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you will be able to
everlasting God, give us an increase of faith, hope, and love, that receiving what you have promised, we may love what you have commanded. For Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the eighth Sunday after Pentecost is from the fifth book of Moses, called Deuteronomy, the seventh chapter. You are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession. Out of all the people who are on the face of the earth, it was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all people. But it is because the Lord loves you, is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. This is the word of the Lord. The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's letter to the Church of Rome, the 8th chapter. We know that those who love God, all things together work for good. For those who are called according to his purpose, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, with him, graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out of his treasure in what is new and what is old. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord. Now, having heard the word, what do we believe? I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary,
and was made man,
and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. right, this is new to me. Is there, do I have you seated or something I should do? Or? Oh, you may be seated. This is a long one. You don't want to be standing. No, I'm kidding. I had a conversation before. Every congregation has a little twist, a little difference. And as I move around from congregation to congregation, I'm sometimes pleasantly surprised by things that, you know, the congregation does. Unconditional love. Love. Now, I know that sometimes for many people, tough thing to talk about. Love. Some of you are squirming in your seats. Some of you are rolling your eyes if they haven't been closed yet. And some of you are looking out the window. Because it's just not the thing that people want to talk about. And yet, when you think about it, my wife is a fan of the Hallmark movies. That's all she wants. You too, huh? All these love stories. And I think if anyone were to sit and think about it, reflect, you probably know a poem, a book, a play, a movie about love that you fondly remember. For me and my late wife, it was The Princess Bride. Anybody ever seen The Princess Bride? And as a result of that, I always ended any conversation or request from my late wife, and my current wife too, with, "As you wish," which translates into, "I love you." As you wish, I love you. I would like to offer up that the greatest love story is the Bible. Many people look at it different ways, but it is a love story. God, who created the world and all that's in it, after it had its fall, continues to pour down upon it His love. His love, because He is determined to fix it. And how does He do that? By sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to come into our world, into our flesh, and to die for our sins. And it's an unconditional love. It is so important to recognize the difference between unconditional and conditional love. Many of us are familiar, even if we don't know it intuitively, with conditional love. I love a favorite sports team until they start losing. I love a good meal unless it's burnt or it's late in arriving. I love you because you provide income. I love you because you do the housework. I love you because you do the yard work. Everything is conditional. It implies that if you don't do that, I may not love you. That's what it implies. You can say, "I love you," but it implies with a conditional love that if you don't meet those standards, my love is going to falter. God's love is not that. It is an unconditional love. A decision by Him to love His creation and love us, even though we are sinners. Me being the chief. God sent His Son to die for our sins, not after we had shown that we can get it straight, but while we are still sinners. God pours out His love on us. And it's a theme that continues through with Jesus, starting from the Old Testament through the New Testament. When Jesus is asked, "What is the greatest commandment?" He repeats the Shema from the Old Testament, which traditionally the Jewish people recite every day. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, and He adds, with your strength. And the second is like it. He tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves. That's how we look at the Ten Commandments, the two tables. Our first is our relationship, our love for God. The second table is our love and relationship with others. But even with that, Jesus recognizes that loving others as ourselves, our sinful natures can get in the way of that. So, on Thursday, with Thursday, he gives us that new commandment to love others as I have loved you. Unconditionally, to the point of dying for you. To the point of dying for you. It's reinforced again in the gospel in a nutshell. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he sent his Son. So loved the world, not qualified, but just so loved the world, whoever believes in him should have eternal life. God continues to show us his love. We come here today to experience that. We come here for the means of grace. The word that was read and preached. The sacraments. If not baptism, it's the Lord's Supper. Confession and absolution, which we did at the beginning of the service. And I always like to remind people, do you hear what happened? Do you realize what happened at the beginning of service? Your sins were declared forgiven. Not by me. I'm not forgiving your sins. I am declaring God's forgiveness to you. And it is absolute. I speak for Christ. Your sins have been forgiven. And when you come to the altar today to receive communion, you will receive God's body and blood for what? For the forgiveness of sins. You will have a physical reminder. You will touch Christ and be reminded that your sins are forgiven. But the one that oftentimes we overlook is Christian conversation and consolation. The fifth means of grace. It's whereby you take all that you have received here and you carry it out through those doors and out into the world where you share God's love and his word with others in any way, shape, or form that you can. I was contacted by a couple to perform a wedding ceremony for over in New York on ball dates, September 11th. You know, the first thing I think, why would you pick a day like September 11th to be married? And I understand it because venues and things like that, or maybe it has a special meaning for them, I don't know. But 9/11 was a particularly terrifying day. For those who remember, I remember being at Public Works and someone running in and said, come, look at the TV set. And we all went out and looked and saw all of it as it unfolded then. And for me, it reminded me, I said, you know, how many people went to work that day in the World Trade Center? Either forgetting to say I love you, or leaving under bad circumstances, or whatever, and then never came home. And never came home. And you're left. Your loved one is left with that feeling of emptiness that I never was able to say, I love you. I vowed on that day to make sure that whenever I leave my loved ones, my last words, as best as I can do it, is always, God bless you and I love you. God bless you and I love you. Because I can rest knowing that reasonably the last word that I ever said to my loved one was, I love you. I love you. Something we're called to do, that Christ calls us to do, is to love each other as I have loved you. To be able to share that. When I was in Public Works, again, I decided at that point that, you know what, I'm going to end my conversations not only with my family, but with my co-workers and the people that I was serving with God bless you and I love you. Bracing myself for the pushback. And you know what? It never happened. It never happened. And all 15 years and beyond of saying God bless you and I love you, nobody has ever pushed back. In fact, sadly, only a few people have turned around and come back or called me back and said, you know what? I needed to hear that. I needed that to hear about God's love. And what an opportunity we each have to be able to share that. It's the love that God commands us to share. Now, there's a concept that I learned about when I was in public works called riparian rights. Anybody ever heard that term? Riparian? Riparian has to do with rivers, water courses, and it's the rights. It's common law. Some of it is actually written into environmental law. But riparian rights is the concept that if I live on a river, I cannot stop the river from flowing downstream. I can't dam it up to serve myself and prevent it from flowing downstream. I have to allow it to flow. In a sense, that's what God tells us. I am going to pour into your heart all of my love. I'm going to fill it to overflowing. But the trick there is, you cannot be a reservoir. You cannot be a reservoir. You have to be a channel. That love God demands comes into our hearts and flows out and is meant to be shared. We cannot dam it up. In working with the DEP, they come through all the time when I was working for the town of West Harbor, and I'm sure they still do it. And they inspect all the water courses. And they go through and they say, see that tree over there? It's got to come out. You see that log in the river? It's got to come out. See those cars over there? They got to come out. The reason they do that is because in a flooding condition, if you have anything that can either fall down or get in the way, it creates a dam and prevents the water from going downstream and relieving the pressure and then builds up and you have a flooding condition. So we were tasked with always going through the water courses and cleaning them out so the water could flow. That's what confession and absolution is. Confession and absolution is God's way of cleaning out your river course of love, and making sure that it's able to flow out those doors and out into that world. Because that's what we're called to do. God pours that love into our hearts so that we can then share that love with others. And I challenge you. Think about it, pray about it, but consider adding those words, I love you, at least to your family members as you leave them. But think about it. What a great way to witness to people out on the street. Prefacing, I would do this, only heaven forbid someone take it the wrong way. If I just walked up to a woman and said, I love you, you know, or a guy, or doesn't make any difference what. So, by prefacing, God bless you and I love you, let them know that they are blessed by God and that you love them for who they are. Regardless of what they are or what they've done, you love them because that's the choice that you're making, because that's the choice that God made for us. God made for us. As you wish. Now you rise and continue with the hymn of response.
Thank you.
continue now with the prayer of the church. O Lord, we are your people, chosen by your grace to be your own possession, and granted mercy upon mercy. Hear your people who cry to you in need, and remember us in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. That the Lord may open our hearts to pray and guide us in praying so that we may know what we ought to pray for and seek those things according to his grace. Let us pray to the Lord. That the church may prosper, the good news of Jesus Christ go forth unhindered, and the Spirit bring many into the fellowship of the redeemed. Let us pray to the Lord. That the Lord may grant to us good and faithful pastors to preach and teach the whole counsel of his word, and that we may receive their words with joy and thanksgiving. Let us pray to the Lord. That we may remember our baptism into Christ and live boldly as his children, no matter the difficulties of this fallen world, within our families, in our neighborhoods, and throughout the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord may bless our nation and those who govern us, that we may use the gift of freedom to live holy, upright, and godly lives, to the praise of his glory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord may bless all lawful occupations and professions, and that we may pursue honesty and virtue in all things. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord would keep in safety all who travel, especially the Gregory family. And also we lift up before you Dave and Janet, who are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. Lord, in you, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That God's people may recognize the true treasure of the cross and rejoice in the resurrection, pursuing with all their hearts, minds, bodies, and souls the things of his kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that the sick may be healed, the troubled granted peace, the grieving comforted, and the dying kept in peace, especially Carrie, undergoing surgery, Greg, recovering from surgery, Judy, awaiting testing, and Diane, Henry, Dana, Jerry, Rich, Ginny, Corinna, Rob, and Phyllis. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that the Lord may grant us generous hearts so that we may honor him with the worship of our hearts and bring to him the tithes and offerings that support his work. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may be steadfast and immovable, abiding in Christ and in his word of truth, and that we would be kept from error and delivered from temptation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord may watch over our comings and goings and deliver us safely into the arms of his mercy, and the blessed rest of the faithful to receive with all the dead in Christ the gift of life everlasting. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may receive with faith the Lord's body and blood today, and by his holy communion be forgiven of our sins, strengthened in faith, equipped for his service, glorifying God with our words and works. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Holy God, mighty Lord, endless in your mercy and eternal in your reign, hear the prayers of our people who cry to you in their need and who plead to you in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly
meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of heaven, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Having been taught by our Lord and Savior and trusting in His promises, we are bold to pray,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. And when He gave it thanks, He broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also, after supper, He took the cup. And when He gave it thanks, He gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Now, Lord, you dismiss your servant. Body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you steadfast in the truth, and nourish you both body and soul into life everlasting. Be at peace. Your sins have been truly forgiven, and your faith strengthened through this wonderful moment. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In my benediction, I use the American Sign Language symbol for I love you. It's a reminder that God loves you. I love you, and we're called to love each other. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his favor.